Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a terrific Tuesday today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's nice and toasty down here in Florida already. It's already up into the 80s. Much too hot for February, so very aggravating. I'd like to have kept it around 70 for a little while, but apparently they don't want to do that. So other than that, doing absolutely wonderful. But again, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, regardless of what the temperature is outside. So there you go. So Austin, what's your first story?
Amen to that. Well, this was a interesting article. I saw this, and you know, the Daily Mail has some stuff on it. Sometimes it's decent, sometimes it's really biased. But they just put out an article today that absolutely slammed Big Pharma for their massive amount of profits that they're basically ensuing now with this giant flu epidemic. The title of it said, "Big Pharma is thriving off the flu. Business is booming." They went on to say that profit margins for vaccines in here are extremely slim in some cases, but the panic over this year's flu meant the product drove overall sales for the manufacturer. Tamiflu, on the other hand, which is a very, very cheap product to produce, is very expensive to purchase, and if you don't have insurance, it gets even more expensive. They said this year's H3N2 strain has sickened record-breaking number of people, outpacing the devastation caused by the 2009 flu epidemic. As of last week, they said, but nearly $2 billion now has trickled in the pockets of vaccine and medication makers as the flu epidemic continues. They said there are five companies that made flu shots recommended by the CDC and prevention this year. That's Seroquel, GlaxoSmithKline, the same company that made the HPV vaccine, Sanofi Pasteur, and Protein Sciences. For a private sector customer, a flu shot costs between $15.64 and $21.12 per dose, according to the CDC. They went on to say now, though, that according to the latest earning reports, Sanofi's flu vaccine revenues were up by 21%, netting the drug maker about $617 million so far on the back of strong U.S. pandemic flu purchases. GlaxoSmithKline saw an 18% increase in its vaccine sales over the course of the year, and the business grew by 76% in the last quarter of the year. GlaxoSmithKline made almost $150 million of its $675 million annual net sales in the fourth quarter of 2017 alone. CVS boasted a 5.3% increase in its net revenue in the fourth quarter of 2017, netting a cool $48 billion for 2017. Walgreens, even though they lost some of their overall market share, they still increased of 5.3% in sales at the end of last year. Dr. Anderson, who's been an expert in the flu industry, said these drugs now, in most cases, cost very, very little to manufacture, and people are being charged sometimes 100 times of what it costs to make the drug, and often these drugs are no longer on patent, so it's literally pure profit. He said without insurance now, Tamiflu's price starts at $112.20, which is pretty insane to me as far as these are the numbers that these guys are putting out here now. Also, I got an email today from Joel, one of our customers and listeners, and he said on Channel 5 today out in Texas at 11:20 a.m., they had a segment with a very professional-style physician, and they are now pushing for kids, especially young ones up to 8 years of age, to get a second flu shot this weekend. I kid you not. That was the email that Joel sent me. So what these guys have found is it looks like they found a nice little niche the end of last year to bring in literally billions and billions of dollars in the aggregate in just flu vaccine purchases. And this is sad to me because in a lot of these cases, as we've already seen, an article I talked about 2 weeks ago, that they were saying that at best, the flu vaccine was around 15 to 18% effective this year. At best. In most cases, it was much less than that, and that's not even taking into account the incredibly nasty side effects that we've been hearing all over the place from the Tamiflu and some of the other flu vaccines that are actually causing much worse side effects like hallucinations, basically coma, everything else, even worse than the flu itself. So this is something to really be aware of, Dad, but I wanted to talk about that today just to kind of prove a point that these guys only have one single goal, and that is increasing net profit, Dad.
Well, the Tamiflu is kind of a, I believe that's an oral medication that people take that's very expensive. It's causing all kinds of side effects, including hallucinations, and several children have committed suicide while taking it. So, I mean, that's one of the things they don't bother to tell you about that. Now, I'm not saying that it caused the suicide, but it's been linked to them because they were on that particular product. It's kind of like Zoloft and Prozac with this black box warning as far as telling you that it causes people to commit suicide. I remember years ago you had a friend of yours, his name was Chase, and he hung out with you guys about something 13, 14 years ago. Big boy, high school wrestler champion. And I remember he was having some health problems and some mental issues. And he came over one day and they'd subscribed to some, I think it was Zoloft. And he asked me, he said, what do you think about this stuff? And I said, well, what do you think about it? And I showed him the black box warning saying it caused suicide. I said, if I were you before you took that product, I'd discuss that with your doctor. I said, that's a pretty big deal when something tells you to make you want to kill yourself. Now, the problem with all of this stuff is Gottlieb. And you're thinking, why is Gottlieb involved in this? Gottlieb was one of the top guys at GlaxoSmithKline. I mean, remember this guy. Gottlieb was a member of the Public Policy Committee to the Society of Hospital Medicine, an advisor to the National Coalition of Cancer Survivorship. He's been a venture partner at New Enterprise Associates since 2007. He was the independent director at Taliro Pharmaceuticals and a member of GlaxoSmithKline's Product Investment Board. I mean, this is not okay. This is the problem that you have when these groups of people are put into the Food and Drug Administration with massive conflicts of interest. I mean, this guy was a bigwig at GlaxoSmithKline and probably has a lot of contacts still at GlaxoSmithKline. Plus, he's the one who wants to push for mandatory flu vaccinations to everybody. I mean, that's why the other day, you know, I was saying that, you know, Donald Trump says he's going to give us this new thing now to help us have rights as far as our health, but yet he put somebody in like this clown who basically is a huge, you know, globalist, everybody has to be forced to take vaccines kind of guy. So I want to see what's going to happen with all of this stuff. So quite frankly, they're making a fortune, and then we haven't even mentioned that the multivial flu shots they're giving everybody contain thimerosal. They're loaded with mercury. Yep. And so they want these kids with these multivial flu shots to get multiple shots of mercury, which is a known neurotoxin, which is going to cause all types of other... See, here's what these clowns have done. Here's what they've done. By going in and taking over medical schools, by going in and taking over selection boards in many states and many countries and many medical schools, and going in and providing continuing education for the medical doctors who have been brainwashed to believe that drugs are the only answer through the Rockefeller Medical Complex cartel here in the United States, and then providing continuing education to these same medical doctors that they have to have in order to maintain their hours per year to maintain their licensing. What we have here is the perfect scenario of basically the person who's selling the drugs is the person pushing the drugs and person pushing the pharmaceuticals and the doctors to sell the drugs. I mean, it's like a revolving door in that the person who's creating the drugs is marketing the drugs through their own distribution network, telling people they have to have the drugs and creating such a horrible epidemic now with the flu people who take the flu vaccine, 600% higher rate of transmitting that flu to somebody else after they've had the shot. They basically create their own pandemic. And that's what these clowns do. This is what they've always, always, always done. I remember years ago back in 1986, I was doing a talk show on WCIE, and I've mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it again real quick. And Tom Trolson was the host. I was coming on once a month and doing a segment on health. And I said something that was so egregious to the listening audience, the medical professionals who were listening to it. I talked about how your lifestyle choices and your diet directly affected your health, and that your health could be affected in a deleterious manner if you ate the wrong foods or if you didn't maintain the right nutrient density. Now, that's a real simple statement that should have been understood by all of these guys who were listening. It was not. And then what happened is the lady who was coming on directly after me, her name was Alice Faye Redd, and they called her the happy homemaker. She's dead now. And her husband is the guy who basically hammered me at the church. He's dead now. And what was interesting about both these guys is that they demanded, because I was on the talk show at the church, to have a meeting with me and the administrative staff of the church, because I made such an egregious statement that your health could be affected by your diet. And sure enough, they did. They had him in the back room. He brought another doctor in. I won't mention his name. He rest in peace. He's a nice guy. But they basically sat there and just decided that they were going to just chew me up and down. And basically not telling me that I was blindsided is what they did. They brought me in, started this mess with me, and I looked at them both and I said, if I knew that you guys were going to bring in, like, you know, other people to document what you're saying and to qualify what you're saying is true, I'd have brought a half dozen people in from my medical side that will say that everything I'm saying is right. I said, this is a complete and total railroad. You guys, basically guys are railroading me. And sure enough, because of that meeting, I was pulled off the radio station. I was no longer allowed to do any talk shows on that particular station. That was WCIE. Here in Lakeland back in the 80s, it was huge. It would rival any of the major media radio revenue stations of the time. It was monstrous. It had two really good hosts in the morning with Rita Christie and Jim Gates. Phenomenal show. Phenomenal show. If you guys are ever in this area, you remember it, you'll know that I'm right. You'll say that I was right. But that's what happened. And I remember also in that same church that did that to me, I remember sitting in the back room. It was a 10,000-seat sanctuary, Carpenter's Home Church in Lakeland, Florida. And I sat in the back with Sharon, in tears, your mom. And she said, I can't believe they're saying this to us. I always said, if you eat better, you'll be healthier. And I said, they're saying that you're wrong. And I'm like, I don't even know what to say. This is so ridiculous. Because they've been so brainwashed that you had to take drugs. You had to take drugs. And, of course, the one guy was a pediatrician. So he was shooting up all the kids all the time and immunizations all the time. Big vaccine promoter. That was Red. He's, like I said, he's dead now. And so, I mean, the whole thing was ridiculous. And we walked out of that church. And I told Sharon, I said, you know what? I've had it. I'm going into the secular market. I've been trying to preach the truth to the people that are in these Christian churches. They don't want to hear the truth. So I'm going to start doing secular radio and secular TV and, you know, being on shows like, you know, all these different talk shows they had back in the 80s and the 90s. And we started doing that. And that's how we got such a huge audience to start with, because we started talking to the masses rather than to the Christians, who are either too sanctimonious or too pious to believe the truth of what the Word of God says. I'd say to the Christians, you know, pork is really bad for you. The World Health Organization says it's the primary cause of cancer in the world. And I'd say, here's the book of Leviticus. It says don't eat pork. Here's the book of Deuteronomy. It says don't eat pork. And they go, well, we don't believe that. That's Old Testament. And I'm like, okay, why don't you believe it? It's God's word. Well, we don't believe it because we like pork. And I'm like, but pork's bad. We don't care. We won't eat pork. Are you telling us we're under the law? I said, no, you're not under the law. You can eat as much pork as you want to eat and get to heaven. You just get there really fast. And I said, but you got to choose how you want to live. Do you want to have these long, lingering diseases that talks about in Deuteronomy? Like cancer and die from pork consumption? Or do you want to quit eating this stuff? Well, I'm not going to stop eating my pork. And that was it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, Austin, when we had the clinic, you know, I'd see up to 40 patients a day from all over the country. They flew in because we were on satellite radio and TV. I wasn't radio, satellite TV back then. They'd fly in from all over the country, all the way over North America. And, you know, and they'd want to get help. And then every once in a while, you'd get somebody who'd come in and you'd say, well, you know, you really can't eat pork. And they'd say, what do you mean? I like pork. I'm like, well, you got cancer. You probably don't need to eat pork. It's a primary cause of cancer globally. I don't believe you. I'm not going to listen. I'm like, well, why are you here? I mean, why are you flying down here to meet with us if you want to eat pork? You know I don't like pork. In fact, my top 10 foods never to eat, the first food on the list were the high-fat luncheon meats. And I it's very specific. Bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs, all pork products. And you say, well, are you that adamant? Well, yeah, God's Word's pretty adamant about it, too. You say, well, you know, I don't believe that. Okay, then believe the World Health Organization. I'd much rather believe God's Word than the World Health Organization. They're ones that push all these vaccines and all these children all over the world. And they're even saying this stuff causes cancer. So, guys, you know, there's a really good article you can read. It's on my website. It's from the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig. It's called The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health. Read that article. Then if you want to eat pork, you know, whatever, have at it. But, you know, but just realize that you're not going to walk away from the biochemical aspects of what pork does and how bad it is. And there's a high probability it's going to have trichina larvae in it. What is that? Trichinosis larvae. So, well, that's all gone now. Then if the trichinosis in the United States isn't an issue, why do they have an entire division at the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, that deals with trichina and trichinosis in the United States? Hello? There's a problem with this product. So when you have a product that was, and then my next favorite thing, Austin, was this. Well, I'm going to eat the pork and I'm going to cook it really well. And I'm like, well, why do you want to cook the pork really well? Well, I'm going to kill the worms that are in it. And I'm like, so you want to kill the worms that are in the pork so you eat the dead cooked worms? Well, I hadn't thought about that. I guess I'm still eating the worms, aren't I? I said, yeah, and how about if you don't kill them? How about if the temperature's not high enough when you're cooking that pork that you don't kill those worms? How about that? Trichina larvae are hard to kill. So now you want to tell me that you want to eat well-done parasites. I mean, that's just sickening to me. See, that's what people need to understand, that there are certain foods that you need to avoid. And there's certain things you need to avoid, like a flu shot, which is loaded with thimerosal. 3 flu shots in a row increase the risks of senile dementia in a person who's over the age of 60 by 50%. How in the world do people not know this stuff? And the sad part about it is, Austin, I'm not making any money on the flu shot. That's why I'm telling you don't do the flu shot. I'm not making any money on immunizations. That's why I'm telling you not to do it. The people that are telling you to do it are the ones who are making the money on these particular products. That's why they're telling you to do it. We know the Center for Disease Control. We know the CDC with Thompson. We know that they told him to get rid of the data linking the MMR shot to autism in boys, in black boys. They made him get rid of the material. He kept the files. And that's why he was on that movie, Vax. They forced him to lie, and finally he was so guilted by what he had done, he came forward and told you. This is the Sabbatean Kabbalah Network. This is the Sabbatean Frankist Network, if you want to call them that. Probably a little easier for people to understand, because Sabbatean Frank was taken over by Jacques. So Sabbatean Zivi, his cause was picked up by Frank, by the other Satanist Frank. Jacob Frank, 100 years later, he was worse than Sabbatean Levy. This is their group. This is that group of people, the synagogue of Satan, that runs the pharmaceutical corporations that it talks about in the book of Revelations, the seller of drugs and etc. They're the ones that are going to end up in hell. Because God knows what these people are doing to people, Austin. Look at what GMOs are doing to rats and to animals and killing indigenous populations of these wild animals when people feed them wild corn and all of the spray with the chemtrails. They know exactly what they're doing. And they like to make people sick. Because when they make you sick, they get to give you drugs that they get to make more money on. So they sell you the poison food to give you the poison drugs to make you sicker, to give you more poison food, to give you more poison drugs. And they keep you in a perpetual state of disease your entire life from cradle to death. And they turn you into a giving unit, I guess you'd call that. And what you'd be giving them money the rest of your life is they can maximize their profits because these guys are steeped in greed. They never have enough. All they want to do is force people to take. They want to take everything from everybody so they can have more stuff. And these guys already control the money supply of the planet. They can buy whatever they want. So it has nothing to do now with more money. And what it has to do with is control and power over the masses, because they want their new world government, this Sabbatean Frankist group. They want their new world government. They want to have everybody tied into the AI. They want to have everybody completely controlled. They are power, mad, thirsty, animal, demons, just like their father, Lucifer. That's who these guys are. And all they want to do is destroy everything that Yahweh made. They want to destroy the planet. They want to destroy you. They want to destroy creation. They want to destroy the plants. They want to destroy the animals. They want to turn us into Venus or Mars. That's what they want to do. They don't care who and what they destroy, because this is what they do. They're liars. Just like their father was a liar from the beginning. I read you that verse of John the other day. And that's who these guys are. They're the same druids from back in Stonehenge. They're the same guys from Genesis chapter 6, the fallen angels. It's that same bloodline all the way through. These guys are wicked to the core. That's why they don't care how much they damage people, Austin, or what they do to anybody, because they don't see us as a person with a soul. They see us as mindless brute animals, and they want us destroyed. That's their view of us, Austin. So I didn't mean to go on a tirade like that, but that's the fact.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then back to the CDC, remember what happened 3 weeks ago with the head director of the CDC, Brenda Fitzgerald, had to step down from her position because she basically got busted for having a massive multiple conflicts of interest when she owns stock in multiple pharmaceutical drug companies and tobacco companies. She got busted for it and had to step down. So lest you think the CDC always has your absolute best health in mind, why don't you look at what the director was involved in before and after she took the position, to the point that she had to step down. Just want to make sure I remind you guys of that a couple weeks ago with Fitzgerald. Also, too, speaking of drugs evolving, this is very creepy. Now, this is an article from Marka Algidi. Researchers from the University of Copenhagen, Denmark, have now created a new method for the production of medicine. They made very tiny QR codes out of drugs, which can be printed onto edible material. Possibly one reason, they're saying, is so multiple medications can be put into one dose. They claim this method will tailor doses to individual people with their own unique biochemistry more effectively. You know, the newer square barcodes, this is what I'm talking about, the QR codes, they look kind of like a barcode, but they have all like kind of like a really weird design in them, like a pixelated design. If you don't know, it's a QR code. What they did is the researchers printed QR codes out of the actual drug. Now, this is very strange because you're able to use this as far as to scan it, and it'll show you exactly what is in this product, every single thing. And then on top of that, they're making it edible, so they want you to eat it, even making it more weird. So it's a QR code consisting of a medical drug, which can allegedly enable the storage of data in the actual drug itself. In these particular drugs, or how the data would be accessed from, I guess, within the body after the drug or set of drugs had been administered. But they go on to say here, the individuals that started it, the assistant professor Natalia Janina, said, and I quote, "This technology is promising because the medical drug can be dosed exactly the way you want it to be. This gives an opportunity to tailor the medication according to the patient and make sure it's exactly what they need." More recently, if you guys remember as well, I talked about this 2 months ago, the FDA approved a pill that tracks whether or not the person took their medication.
There you go.
Make every pill a person is forced by the state to take, a little capsule, basically a little snitch, essentially what it is, bringing involuntary treatment into a whole new era. I talked about this in detail about 2 months ago. They literally would track it and let them know if you didn't take your pill or if you did take your pill. So now, you got to look at this for a step back for a second. We have these guys developing a QR code drug, which literally can have the technology and all types of things pushed into this drug and make the drug tailored, specifically tailored to you, meaning they can add 4, 5, 6, 10 different medications, which will in turn make it easier to make people take all these different drugs instead of rattling around with 20 different prescription bottles. They can have your one QR code drug that you take. And on top of that now, the FDA has already approved the pill to track whether or not the person took the drug. This is like artificial intelligence, robotics, future drugs on steroids beyond what we could have ever imagined 20 to 30 years ago. This is taking it to a whole new level, guys. So when you start seeing what they've been doing with the vaccinations, mandating the vaccinations, making billions of dollars off this flu epidemic, now the technology they're putting into these pharmaceutical drugs, and you have Gottlieb as head of the FDA, who used to work for GlaxoSmithKline, guys, these are all very, very strange coincidences, and I'm saying that being sarcastic, as all this stuff starting to go together now as a full-blown, and I'm not saying this is fact, but I'm saying this is what it's starting to look like, a full-blown government collusion with the pharmaceutical drug companies to make one of the most advanced drug systems ever been created to make sure everybody gets their full dose of vaccinations, pharmaceutical drugs, and are then tracked at every single place they take them, when they take them, how they take them. And if you don't take your vaccines and your drugs, you basically get notified immediately by the medical Gestapo, and they ask you why you have not taken them. You basically have 30 minutes to comply with taking your drug or your vaccine, and if you don't, we're basically going to escort you into a private place, we're going to gurney you down, and we're going to force you to take your drugs. This is where this is headed, guys, and it's very, very creepy right now.
Dark stuff. Medical martial law. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Basically, they're going to, and remember, this is why they need their 5G network, because these little pills are going to be sending receiving units, and they're going to be able to basically, if they're going to trade, they're going to send their units, say, are you in Austin's belly yet? Then it sends a trigger back. Yeah. I'm here in the hydrochloric acid, and here, this is awesome because we've already put a sending receiving unit on Austin's DNA. It's already tied into his central nervous system. It's called Smart Dust, and we're connecting ourselves through the Smart Dust, through the 5G network, into the mainframe computer, the AI, to make sure that you're regulated. This is what they're trying to do, guys. Turn us all into sending receiving robotics. That's what it is. They're going to merge us with the Borg. That's their fantasy world that they live in, and quite frankly, I say no. How about no? I'm not going to do that. No pound salt. No, I'm eating organic. No, I'm just drinking distilled water. And no, I'm going to take my supplements. And how about that? The answer is no. The problem that we have here, Austin, we've got a lot of people now in alternative radio, and these guys come out, and they've not been in radio, or they've not been in broadcast, or they've not been anywhere. Some of them come out anonymously. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't make anybody mad at me. They come out anonymously and they make all of these claims that you know, the Iraqi dinar is going to pay out this week. You're going to get 1,000 to 1 on your Iraqi dinar.
Yeah.
This week. Okay, now they've been saying it's going to be this week for the last 5 to 6 years, but it's going to be this week. Then they come out and say, well, Trump's got 15,000 people under arrest already in Guantanamo Bay, and then when we run the check and we try to do a search on, you know, on sealed indictments, Hagman did this, there's like six in the Washington, D.C. area, not 1,500 or 15,000. So these people come on, and they come in under this, oh, I'm not going to tell you who I really am, Rothschild banking cartel. Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. What I'm going to tell you is I got all this intel secret stuff, and all of these things are happening, and all these people are getting arrested. Guys, Hillary Clinton, when she has her sorry butt in jail and locked up in ankle bracelets and handcuffs, and they haul her away along with her husband Bill Clinton for the unbelievable crimes that they've done to the United States, when George Soros gets handcuffed and shackled, okay, when the Rothschild banking cartel, Federal Reserve banking guys get handcuffed and shackled, when the darn chemtrails stop, I believe that we've got all of this stuff going. When you listen to that kind of news about, oh, we've got all these things going, all this stuff's going, all this stuff's going, guys, it's obfuscation. Trump's not doing that. Trump put Gottlieb in. Trump's son-in-law is a member of the Shabbat cult, which directly is into, they worship fallen angels. They're in the Kabbalah and they're in the Zohar. His son-in-law, his daughter has converted to that religion. This is not what all these Christians are thinking. They're being basically pacified by saying, oh, it's all happening behind the scenes while you don't know what's going on. I know this. I know Gottlieb's head of the FDA. I know the Federal Reserve is still running around. I know I still see chemtrails. And I know that the deep state is in charge of the White House, and the Zionist banking system basically has control of the White House now, and that's what they're doing. Now, are they going to give us a slice of bread every once in a while and say, oh, here you go, Patriots, have this or have that? Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to give us a few things that we can and can't do. They actually have realized now by their own beta testing, they can't take our guns away without a civil war. They got that one figured out pretty quick. So now rather than taking our guns away, they want to lull us back to sleep again. See, here's the thing. We fought so hard against Barack Obama, the gay Kenyan, and his transgender wife. We fought against that. I never cut them an inch of slack the entire time. I fought against George W. Bush, the blithering idiot in the White House, who I've met and talked to personally, who had a difficult time in talking to me to put together an entire paragraph. I mean, I was with him and I spoke to him. I mean, I talked to his father in length, George H. He's a pretty smart dude. Now, he was with the CIA. That guy's pretty sharp. He was pretty sharp when I knew him 20 years ago. Of course, now he's 90 years old or whatever. He's probably not that sharp anymore. But when I talked to him back in the 90s, he was a pretty sharp dude. Austin's also met him. Austin's got a picture with him on the wall here at the house because we didn't know who he was when we took all the pictures. People say, well, you never did those seminars. I got pictures of all the seminars. I've got people contacting me all the time. I heard you first back in the 90s at the seminar, that seminar, this seminar. See, this is the thing. I've been doing this for a long, long time, Austin. So that's why I'm so careful when I read stuff from this unknown source, this cryptic source of all these things are happening, and I can't find one bit of evidence in any other source that this is happening legitimately, and I can't see any arrests or anything else being done, and nobody else is verifying this, Austin, I won't report on it because I simply won't believe it. I had a friend of mine the other day. I called her up. She lives out in Colorado. I hadn't talked to her in a long time. And she's saying, well, so-and-so on the internet said this and this and this. I said, who is so-and-so? Well, he goes by an anonymous name. He won't give us his name. He's saying all these things are happening. And I said, Katie, I said, you don't believe this stuff, do you? And she goes, well, yeah, it's all true. I said, how's it true? How can you verify any of this stuff? Where are these thousands of sealed indictments? How come the state attorney offices around the country aren't aware of them? What's going on with all of this stuff? Why hasn't anybody been arrested yet? And she goes, well, it's true. I know it's true. I said, no, you want it to be true. This is the play. This is the play. They're not playing this game to lose it. They're playing the game to win it. Remember what I taught you guys a few weeks ago. The Zionist bankers, the guys who started the Federal Reserve back in 1920, I believe his name was Kahn, he goes, we control both axis of the planet. We control what you hear. We control your narrative. Remember back in the Outer Limits, and they would say, sit back, we control your TV, we control this, we control that. That's exactly what they do. They let this stuff go out through all of these CIA plants who absolutely are just, they're not real people, or they're groups of people masquerading and giving out all this false information to try to keep the group sedated. We, the Patriots, they want to keep us sedated. So if they're telling us, well, this is going to all happen this week, everybody goes, oh, great. Oh, that's great. It ain't going to happen this week. When you start seeing the mass arrests, when you see people like Gottlieb get kicked out of the FDA, and all of a sudden Trump starts getting on national TV like he did to start with and says, I want you guys to realize we got a problem with immunizations, and I had this girl who worked for me. She had a perfectly healthy child. They got immunized. The kid ended up with autism. We have to have that president back. That's the guy we need back who's willing to go in and attack the Sabbatean Frankists that are running the planet right now through their Babylonian money magic. Because remember, they use fourth-dimensional magic. We've talked about the energy field around the planet. They use fourth-dimensional magic in their money creation in order to deceive the people. This is what they've done for thousands of years. This is why these guys were running out of, they were run out of Rome. I mean, this is what they do. These guys are bad news, bad to the bone, because these guys are straight Luciferian. These are the ones that actually believe they're the 9D Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, and these guys are awful. And they're the ones that control the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial, and now we have the medical mafia and the pharmaceutical martial law group that want to tie us in to chips in our meds to force us into compliance so they can increase their revenue stream and make us more of a zombie than we already are, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, you're exactly right. And see, the thing is, you guys have to think about this as far as our listeners. When a lot of this disinformation goes out, and that's what it is, it's psychological warfare disinformation. A lot of this stuff that gets put out, like Dad was just referring to a second ago, that we can't verify, we call up numerous sources that we have, people that we know, nobody can verify it. Most of the time, this stuff comes from the globalists, leftists, whoever is handling that side of it, because they want to throw this stuff out there and see what bites. They want to see if it takes off. They want to see if they can get out there. And at best, they want to see if somebody will report on it on a true, full-blown, real alternative radio show like us or the Hagmans or InfoWars, something like that. So then they come out and say, oh, fake news, we got them. They're putting fake news out there. Well, they got to be shut down. This is ridiculous. They're putting fake news out. This is completely unverifiable. This is not true at all. Complete and total lies, fake news, shut them down. That's what they're trying to do. So be very careful, as Dad said, when you hear about all this weird stuff going out, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Is it always 100% fake? No, not necessarily. But in most cases, from what we have found, when you start hearing this stuff that just sounds so awesome, so great, I mean, okay, that's cool. Let's see if, you know, let's do some research. I'll give it a shot. I'll look into it for a second. But you're not going to hear me blast it on the radio show, and you're not going to see me promote it. That's why you guys have never heard me ever refer to the Iraqi dinar, because I don't even take that stuff seriously. I've heard for the last decade that stuff was going to revalue. I've talked to people about it. I've looked into it numerous times. I've never found a smidge of evidence that they're going to revalue a sandbox country's dollar from 3-1, basically three of their dollars to every one U.S. dollar or vice versa. I mean, it's ridiculous. So when you hear this stuff, make sure you can actually verify from a credible source. And speaking of that, what we're seeing with the mainstream media now, a shocking admission by the CEO of News Corp. He blatantly comes out now and reveals that major media corporations are pushing harder than ever the likes of Google and Facebook to censor alternative media, despite the fact that the vast majority of Americans have no trust in the establishment press. The comment made by CEO Rupert Murdoch, publishing arm of Robert Thompson, about a so-called dysfunctional online environment. Thompson not only made it clear that the mainstream media wants to censor the alternative press, he even admitted that it not only has to do with the control of the information, but straight-up money. Thompson said the steps announced by Google and Facebook to stem misinformation and improve the online news were only modest steps in changing a digital environment at its dysfunctional core. He said the bot-infested Badlands are hardly a safe place for advertisers whose brands are being tainted by associations with the extreme, the violent, and the repulsive. Of course, he's referring to all the alternative news with that right there. He went on to say, the potential returns for our journalism would be far higher in a less chaotic, less debased digital environment, saying they could make more money and the return on investment would be much higher if they didn't have to compete with true alternative news, is basically what he's saying there. They'd make more money if those pesky social media giants would just commit to full-on censoring any media outlet that wasn't approved by the establishment. That's what they're saying there. Because the issues that we're seeing now with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these alternative media outlets now are literally blowing up. I mean, there was one the other day when I was on our Health Masters Instagram page. I was scrolling through some of the alternative media that's on Instagram, and one of the ones on there, it was talking about chemtrails, blatantly the CIA, how the government has used weather modification. Dude, it had like 88,000 likes, and it got posted a day before I saw it. 88,000 likes. And this was just some random Instagram page. It wasn't even a huge page. And so that shows you that a large portion of the people now are starting to realize that they can get real, true alternative news from alternative sources like ourselves and Hagman and other platforms without having to listen to CNN all the time. It's understandable why these guys like Thompson are so paranoid. I pulled the thing, News Corp, who he's CEO of, recorded a $66 million loss for the quarter ending in December. Advertising income was also down over 6% from the last year. Earlier this week, the Wall Street Journal published another hit piece which lobbied YouTube to censor alternative media by having its algorithm demote non-mainstream content. I'm going to repeat, they lobbied YouTube to censor alternative media by having its algorithm demote non-mainstream content. What that means, if you don't understand that, is he wants the algorithms in YouTube to take any non-mainstream content, meaning not CNN, not NBC, not anything that's mainstream, basically not lying news, alternative stuff like Hagman, Hodges, Ted Brower Show, Ted Austin Brower Show, and move us to the very, very, very bottom of the algorithm so you literally have to search for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to even find stuff we put on there. The writer of the article who wrote this lobbying to YouTube was Zach Nickus, and he bragged about he had compiled a list of fringe and divisive content and then presented it to YouTube, who then promised they'd be working harder to bury such content in favor of mainstream media outlets. Guys, that's why they pulled the Hagman off YouTube. That's why they've yoked Hodges' stuff off YouTube. That's why they pulled our stuff off YouTube. That's why James Yeager with Tactical Response with Fighting Rifles, they pulled his stuff off YouTube. They're doing this stuff. Anybody that doesn't speak the mainstream language that promotes the mainstream globalist lies, they're yoking off the social media platforms because it has gotten too big for them to control. And now you see that it not only is just about the money anymore, as this guy blatantly said from News Corp, they're blatantly angry about the money they're losing from it. It would be much easier if they didn't have to compete with us, but also, too, they wouldn't be able to control the narrative and be able to spin everything in their favor, Deb.
The book that I talked about yesterday, The Bad War, everybody needs to read that book. I mean, it's free. Get it online. If you're on my private list, I've already sent it to you for free. You need to read Tex Mars, the Codex, whatever, the Magica. That was free online, too. The same group of communists who are the same group of Sabbatean Frankists who took over the evangelical circles back in 1850 with their Scofield Bible, working with that in Derby, who through the Oxford Press, which was basically a Rothschild-controlled organization, started promoting the whole thing with dispensationalism. These are the same group of people that we talked about with Chuck Baldwin a few weeks ago that have taken over the entire media. In that book, in the war book I read, the Bad War, it talks about how they bought NBC, CBS, ABC, how they took and picked them up, all of them, and how they took controlling interest of all these things, which allows them to come in and control the narrative. This is the same group that now, Austin, is against the alternative media because you can't control the narrative anymore. That's why they're doing that, because all of a sudden, all of us have a voice, and we're like, hey, you know what? I don't want to be around this mess. I don't want to listen to this junk. I can't tell you the last time I watched the mainstream news, because all I did, it's probably a year, 2 years ago, all I did was yell at the TV set. My wife says, why are you watching that? I said, I want to see how many lies they could get in 20 minutes. And it was lie after lie after lie after obfuscation after obfuscation and partial truth after partial truth. And I thought, this is what they do to the masses every single night. This is how they control them. They put them into their alpha brainwave state or their theta brainwave state. Yep. They get them eating their chips and their Doritos, sucking down their aspartame, getting all the dopamine triggers from the aspartame, and they're programming their brain basically with what they're telling them by the TV set. They've already dumbed them down with fluoride. They've already dumbed them down with mercury. And all they want the goyim to do is to do what they're told to do and shut up, take your drugs, eat your GMO foods, and die, and then we will control the funeral. That's how they do all of it, guys. They control the mainstream narrative constantly. That's that energy field that we talk about so many times around the planet. That's what the human sacrifice is all about. That's what the childhood sacrifice is all about. That's what they're all sicko twisted rituals are all about. It's all about controlling the energy field. And the word says, the Bible says, a veil has been put around the planet, around the mind of the unbeliever, to basically, that's what they've done by the God of this age. It says that in the word. And guys, this is who they are, what they've done, and now they're having a conniption fit. Because we're calling them out for what they're doing. Here's another perfect example. Treaty of Westphalia, done hundreds of years ago, over 100 years ago, says that if a country is in the middle of a civil war, that no other country is allowed to come into that country unless they are invited by the host country that's having the civil war. So if the United States is having a civil war and we ask Germany to come in and help us to stop the civil war, Germany can come in. If no one's asked to come in, they can't come in. Syria went into civil war because of our CIA and because of the Qatar pipeline. We did it. The United States did it. We forced it through our CIA. What happened is they asked Russia to come in and help them. Russia came in and helped them with armaments and troops and with mercenary soldiers. Now, all of a sudden, they didn't ask us to come in because we're fighting on the side of the rebels against the Assad government. So what happens is this. This is crazy. I saw this story and I went nuts this morning. I said, you've got to be kidding me. This is what they show. Here's what they say. A U.S. jet destroyed a Russian-made T-72 battle tank in self-defense in Syria. Okay, now stay with me for a second. This T-72 battle tank, which was given to the Syrian army, to Assad by Russia, to help defend their country, was destroyed by a airplane in their airspace that was bombing them. So they were bombing them. They were firing at the airplane that was bombing them. And so they had to destroy this tank. And it was a self-defense. That'd be like if the Chinese came into Florida right now and just started bombing the crap out of us. And Austin and I are out there and we got some weapons or we got a couple guns or we got a friend of ours or whatever. And he has a weapon that'll hit one of these guys, hit one of the chains. They're going to say, this plane, they said to come down and destroy a target in Florida, this Chinese airplane. And all of a sudden, the Chinese airplane destroys the target, and they start saying, we had the fire in self-defense because we were bombing them, and they fought back. What kind of crap is this? I mean, the U.S. jet, let me read you the whole article. A U.S. jet operating in Syria destroyed a Russian-made T-72 battle tank, the Pentagon says. The tank was destroyed nearly a week after Bloomberg report said Russian mercenary forces fired on a position held by U.S. troops and their Syrian rebel allies. In other words, they're openly saying now in Bloomberg that we are supporting the allies, the Syrian rebels, in Syria against the government of Assad. It says no U.S. or Syrian defense forces, the rebels, were killed in either attack, the Pentagon told the Business Insider. I mean, now they're saying, this is, the tank had been maneuvering with coordinated efforts and indirect fire on a defensive position operated by the Syrian Democratic Forces and coalition advisors. In other words, we're in a country we're not supposed to be by the Westphalia Treaty. We destroy a tank, and suddenly we're saying it was justified because it was a self-defense. Who makes this crap up? Who makes this stuff up? Trump said this wasn't going to happen when he ran for president. He was pulling us out of Syria, pulling us out of the Middle East, stopping this crap, pulling us out of Afghanistan. He has not. Why? Because he does not control the White House. One of the first things he did, he gave autonomy to the United States military to do what they wanted to do because they're CIA controlled and they've got to keep those drugs flowing out of Afghanistan. There, I said it, and that's what's going on. And they want that gas pipeline through Qatar, from Qatar all the way through Syria, all the way up into Europe. That's the whole goal here. It's the greed. It's the infection of greed for these Sabbatean Frankists whose father is Lucifer, the synagogue of Satan that's running the media in the United States and running all of the international central banks in the world. That's who's doing this stuff. And they come up with something like this, that we had the fire in self-defense in the United States because we were in their property on their land, and basically they got mad. They tried to attack us, so we had to destroy this tank in self-defense. How about we just weren't there, Austin? What do you think?
Well, what's crazy about this is you see this right now is this is blatant provocation. They're doing the best they can to provoke as much of a fight and a war as they physically can to get Russia involved in it. Syria, Assad has already come out blatantly and said, we are not inviting the United States to come here and participate in our civil war. We do not want you here. We have asked Russia to help support us. The United States come in and says, well, it doesn't really matter what you say. We want to get involved in a civil war because we have a perpetual war machine that loves to get in fights on a regular basis, and we got to keep the military-industrial complex booming, and we also, just small little thing on the side, we need to get this Qatar pipeline through Syria, and I know you have told Putin that you're not going to do that, so we got to get you out of there. So pretty much we're going to support a civil war and a coup against you, Assad, so we're going to bring in our military, and we're going to support the rebels that are fighting you with our armaments, and we're going to basically help them overthrow you, even though you don't want it to. And then you see something like this happen, and everybody goes, oh, it's ridiculous. I'm so glad. USA. We have going shot them. Doggone tank can't be shooting at us. We'll blow them up. They can't do this. This is nonsense. Really? Like Dad said, these guys are in the middle of a civil war. We don't need to even be there. Period. There's no excuse. There's no exception. It's a civil war we weren't invited to. That is the final word. We're not even supposed to be in that country officially or unofficially. That's the final word. So the fact that we're still operating there and the fact that we're using excuses like this tank was shooting at us while we were trying to bomb everything around it, so we had to take it out. That just goes to show you the lunacy of what they're trying to project with the media now and trying to force everybody to believe this Syria is Satan nightmare, which is basically what they've done. Syria is bad. Syria is horrible. Assad needs to die. He needs to be thrown out. So then, in another year, 2 years, 3 years, when the same thing like we see with Gaddafi, the same thing we see like Hussein, and they come in, they pull this guy out, they string him, they lynch him in the street, they put in, the United States puts in a new puppet government, and then all of a sudden that new puppet government goes, oh, of course, we want a Qatar pipeline, bring it through, bring it right through our country, it's way in this plan, yeah, absolutely, do it right now. That's why they want to do it, and they want to blame everything. Oh, Assad gassed his people. Oh, Assad started a civil war. Oh, Assad's killing children. The same lie we see over and over and over again, and the only reason we haven't done a full-blown invasion on Syria is because there's no way to even justify they have any type of legitimate weapons of mass destruction that they can legitimately use on tap right now, or else we would have already done it. If they have any, they have legal use to have them, but you all remember the entire Iraq invasion was all about Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We have to go in and take them out. And of course, as you guys already know, we've all talked about it forever now, there were none. It was zero. They didn't even think they had them. It was a lie from the first second it started. All it was an excuse to go in, take over Iraq, put in a Federal Reserve Bank, take over their resources, take over their gold, which Hussein had a lot of them. Exact same thing we did with Gaddafi. And that's a whole incident suit with Benghazi. So this whole point we're getting to with here now, guys, is it is not what it seems. You have to read between the lines. The same thing with Iran, the same thing with North Korea. The perpetual war state will continue to go on until we stop supporting it. And it's sad as it is, because what they want to do, and they've done this great in the media, is that if you basically don't support the perpetual war military-industrial complex, you're just un-American. I remember when George Bush Jr. got on TV and was talking about the terrorists, and he goes, you're either with us or you're with the terrorist. You're either with us or you're with the terrorist. So you go, well, I only have two options there. I'm either with the perpetual war machine, the industrial military complex, or I'm with the terrorist in the Middle East. Kind of feel like there's some middle ground there. I kind of feel like there's got to be an option C or D. It really can't just be A or B, Bush. I'm kind of confused here. This really doesn't seem like it's accurate. But it doesn't matter. That's what they've done to the media and producing this media and forcing the American population into believing this rhetoric, Dad. So I haven't seen that story yet. I'm sad to hear that's what continues to go on over there, but it's not going to stop until they get Assad out. Sadly, I don't like to speak that over them, but until the Rothschilds and the globalists can get complete and total control over Syria and get the Qatar pipeline in, they are not going to stop fighting and funding the rebels in Syria and, of course, bombing Assad's military as well.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mattis, listen to this, admits there is no evidence that Assad ever used sarin gas on Syrian people. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has admitted the U.S. has no evidence that Syrian President Assad ever used gas on his own people. There has been almost no mention in mainstream media of this incredibly important statement, having admitted there was no such evidence. Mattis then accused Assad of using chlorine gas to attack his own people. And again, there is no evidence of this at all. So we doubt there is in as much anything as far as what Assad has done. The only ones left to benefit from such attacks are Assad's enemies. And being that the case, guess who is guilty? So guys, here's the thing. We've got all these people in alternative media. This is from G. Edward Griffin coming out and saying the same thing that we're saying. Guys, our military-industrial complex that we were warned about by Eisenhower, the great war criminal, this military-industrial complex has completely and totally taken over the entire country because they could print enough money in their Rothschild banks to basically buy up the military-industrial complex and own the controlling interests of the major Fortune 500 corporations in the United States, which include these giant military contractors. Guys, all of this stuff is being funded in black ops money through the Exchange Stability Fund. I mean, this is a massive, massive mess that we've got ourselves into, and if we don't stand firm as Americans, if we don't stand firm in the aggregate, we're not going to get anything done. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get much, much worse. I was watching a video today, Austin, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. It was on Facebook about the Muslim explosion in Europe and the population and how they're having like 8.1 children per couple and how the average German's having like 1.1 child per couple and how the population is having each decade, each generation as far as children, and that the actual people in Europe are going extinct. And the only thing that's holding us at a 2.1, which is bare minimum survival of a race or a species, is the massive Hispanic immigrants that have been coming into the United States, because the average American has like 1.3 child, the white children again, and then all the rest of it is all from the immigration and the food stamp program, rewarding these people to come into our country with no job skills or sets just to reproduce to get more money. This is crazy. This is exactly what Cloward and Piven said to do. You destroy the republic by creating these internal welfare programs, and this is what they're doing. And I know that there was an article that was written about 100 years ago. It was actually a paper. It was called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. Who in the world knows who wrote this thing? I have no idea who wrote it. I'm not going to make any claims on who wrote it. There's been so much obfuscation upon the actual source. This thing's over 100 years old. But it lays out the entire globalist plan of how they're going to take over the planet and take over the United States of America, literally to the key, to exactly what they've been doing. And guys, here's the thing about all of this stuff. When you stop and you think about all of this stuff, you got to go, wow, this is really awful. Well, the reason it's become awful, because we, and I'm saying this now in plural, we, the Christians in the United States, have completely allowed ourselves to be taken over by this industrial, medical, brainwashing news complex. That's what this is. And we've allowed ourselves to step away from the nuclear family unit. We allowed ourselves to have the nuclear family broken in half in World War II when the men left and the women had to work, and they continued to work during the 50s after the war was over with, because the prices had gone up so much they had to have a dual household income now to pay the bills, all because of inflation, because of this loss of the value of our dollar, because of the Rothschild banking cartels take over the economy in 1913. These are the same guys that have done all of this stuff. They took God out of the schools, with prayer out of the schools in the 60s. They gave us abortion in the early 70s. They gave us these perverts like Hugh Hefner, may he not rest in peace, and all the sick stuff he did with pornography with these magazines, which has now gone into this giant industry in the internet as far as all of this filth they peddle to the people who know how addictive from a dopamine trigger standpoint it is for these guys and girls and everybody else to be watching this filth. That's why 70% of guys that are Christians watch porn on a semi-regular basis. I mean, are you kidding me? They knew they were going to do this. They destroyed the morals and the values. This is the same thing they did in Germany in the 20s. That's why Berlin was one of the most decadent capitals in the world. It was one of the most decadent, filthiest things in the world because of what had happened with this group of people that had come in and taken over the media and started promoting this disgusting culture. That's why if you watch that movie Cabaret, the reason I brought that up, it was on last night, and how sick all that stuff was. That was mild compared to what they had. in Berlin in the 20s. And see, this is what they're trying to do to us now in our country, to force us to accept all this filth. Guys, stand firm in the Word of God. Stand firm. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Continue to tell folks about this talk show that Austin and I do, to let them hear the truth. The truth will set them free. Let them understand they don't have to be pawns in the game. They don't have to be part of this system. They don't have to believe the lies. Guys, thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for just being here with us and just praying for us. I pray for you guys again today. Thanks for being our friends. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll do the write-up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. And everybody, also be sure to stay frosty on your triggers, your pistols, your shotguns, your rifles, as always. Be prepared for any situation at any time. Just had a home invasion down here in Pinecrest, Florida. Actually, a guy broke in, 28-year-old, broke into a house about 1:30 a.m., and he broke into the house of a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent, a 55-year-old female, and she carried her government-issued .40-caliber Smith & Wesson on a regular basis. She had it by her bed. He broke into the house. She engaged him five times, basically killed him on the scene from what I've read earlier. It was on Local 10 News earlier when I was watching it. And so, broke into the wrong house, shouldn't have been doing a home invasion, and pretty much that's what happens when you do that in Florida. So always be ready for that, guys. Always be ready for any situation. Try your best to never be surprised or shocked by anything. People are wild in some cases, and they will do anything they have to in some instances if they want something bad enough. Don't be a victim. Always be the person that can defend your family, your friends, your loved ones at all times. So, just a side note, if you guys need anything, healthmasters.com. We're here 24 hours a day on our website, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you need to call us, 1-800-726-1834. Be sure to vote on the product of the week. It'll be changing over tomorrow morning. And if you want to grab the stress control formula, be sure to grab that while it is still on sale for tonight. Over 10% off. And also, too, be sure to check out the kits and specials that we have, the Alpha Male Stack, the Sheila's Ultimate Female Stack, the book, all that stuff. I also have the Bodybuilding Super Cutter Stack as well on the website from the promo that I did. I've already been getting some feedback from that formula. So far, it's been very, very popular. So be sure to check that out. Also, too, we got another fresh batch of our 80% Cacao Extra Dark Chocolate in. That stuff has been running through. I love it. Really, really clean stuff. And also, too, just got a brand new batch of the Toby's Beef Jerky, our New Zealand grass-fed beef jerky in stock today. We ran out the end of last week, so there are a couple orders were delayed. All of your orders are going out. Got a fresh batch of the beef jerky in. So check it out, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.